For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened
on Jones and Keefe. This.
I need the music. Where's the music? Where's the
bomb? Music?
Doctor! Here we go. Week 9 in the NFL, and boy, was there a lot of action, Jones. Hopefully you're sitting down out there. Let's start in the AFC East. Dolphins and the Bills.
I said, hey, what happened?
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. This one came down to the end.
61-yard try for the lead. It is. Oh, it's he's got it. He's got it. He's got it.
Oh, Kevin Harlan on the call. Bills with a almost walk-off. That was late in the game. 61-yarder for Tyler Bass. The 60-yard field goals, Jones, are flying around the NFL this year. 30-27, your final in a back-and-forth affair. Bills are now 7-2. Dolphins fall to 2-6.
Yeah, no Amari Cooper for Buffalo yesterday.
No.
Nothing out of Keon Coleman. They still win that game. Josh Allen's great. Do we just now accept the Dolphins are terrible? I thought Tua was going to come back and they'd be fixed.
They were right there, though.
They were right there.
They were right there. 61-yarder.
Yeah. 2-6. And they were down. They were down the whole day. They did force a tie late in the game.
But my guess is they're 2-6. They'll finish 7-10.
Okay.
I bet they'll win more than they lose the rest of the way.
So they'll turn it around.
But okay. That's my guess.
They're not terrible.
Jalen Waddle deciding to run 30 yards backwards in a straight line at the end of the game was an interesting choice.
So is that what happened? Because I look at my thing. I didn't play Jalen Waddle because that was a big
Keefe,
smart play by me.
Keefe was complaining about this at intermission of the Bruins last
night. Dude, Waddle had negative yards receiving.
He ran backwards. I think he ran backwards. I think it was 27 or 24
yards.
So
that's what happened.
So he probably cost people the game based on that.
Yeah.
Nonsense at the end of the game, but there you go. Yeah, no, they're like at least a functional team now and like a high scoring offense, but they've dug themselves way too big of a hole, so they're in trouble. What about the Raiders and the Bengals?
What happened?
Old buddy Mike Gesicki getting it done.
Pressure from Crosby as if on cue. Burrow gets away, throws to the end zone, and a diving catch at the back of the end zone for Mike Gesicki with the touchdown, his first as a Bengal.
Bengals 41-24 over the Raiders, who fired their offensive coordinator today, Luke Getsy. Bengals are 4-5. Raiders are 2-7. Joe Burrow threw for not one, not two, not three, not four, but five touchdowns in the win.
Did you see his pick? The Jack Jones pick six?
Oh, Jack Jones. Yes.
It was a real bad interception by Burrow, but short of that, phenomenal day yesterday. Mike Gesicki in the end zone twice.
Not bad. Chargers and the Browns.
What happened?
Well, the Browns kind of turned back into a pumpkin.
Herbert, Dobbins, bounces to the edge, and it's Dobbins in! Touchdown!
J.K. Dobbins, two rushing touchdowns, and the Chargers win over the Browns, 27-10. Chargers 5-3. Browns 2-7 after beating Baltimore last week behind Jameis Winston. But the story here, Jones, is Friday afternoon, or mid-morning, I guess, as we're getting ready to start our show, Chris Schein pops in and he goes, guys, I got a lock for you. I go, all right, Schein, I could use all the locks I could get. He goes, over 225 passing yards for Justin Herbert. I said, say no more. And he gave us a bunch of stats. I was like, that's enough.
Right, whatever.
That's enough.
Said lock, over, I got it.
282 passing yards.
Nice.
Hit the over. Hit it pretty convincingly.
So your bet won.
No, because I parlayed that with Pat's money line, so I, of course, lost. But thank you, Shyman, for that one winner. I mean, provide a winner.
If we just listened to Shyman stop there, would have been a nice winner. The Shine came off Jameis Winston, by the way. I burst out laughing at one of his picks yesterday because it was
he had a hard time. He had a hard go of it. And, Chargers are kind of cat in the grass right now. Nobody's talking about the Chargers. 5-3?
I would expect them in the frisky tier tomorrow. Not to give away tier Tuesday.
No. Oh, they are born frisky, I would say. What about the Broncos and the Ravens?
Hey, what happened?
This one was a little lopsided.
It's Henry. It's Henry. Outside. It's Henry. It's Henry for the touchdown again.
What kind of call was that?
That was ridiculous.
It's Henry.
I thought it was
repeating.
I thought it was like that MacGruber
sex scene for a second.
He's like, I'm about to. It's Henry. That's uncomfortable. I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It's Henry. Outside. It's Henry for the touchdown again.
Good Lord.
Two touchdowns on the ground for King Henry. You can't bet Henry anytime touchdowns. It's like -280.
Oh, you have to do two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns,
that's
which he also gets.
Yeah.
So 23 carries, 106 yards, and two touchdowns. He's up to 11 touchdowns on the season. Lamar Jackson threw three, including two to Zay Flowers, who had a big game. Ravens,
I guess he's
blowout.
Fine. There was a big discussion about whether or not he's healthy in practice all week. I guess he's fine.
No, he's going to be just fine.
Your guy, Bo Nix, caught a pass. Caught a touchdown. Yeah, how about
Bo
Nix
killing it.
Very versatile.
And that was the only touchdown they scored as a team. Ravens 6-3. Broncos 5-4. Bo Nix still a winning record through 9 games.
Yeah.
Not bad. What about the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Philadelphia Eagles?
What happened?
Well, this was a game where the Eagles were up big. Jaguars come storming back. They're down 5, have the ball with an opportunity to win it late.
The Jags do whatever they want. Lawrence has time, looking for Johnson, and it's picked off! N'Kobe Dean.
I wanted them to draft him.
Me too.
A couple years ago in the first
sink
round.
Like a stone? Yeah.
I think take him in the first or the second or the third. Why is he dropping? Where's he going?
Nice play. Should have drafted him.
Highlight of this game, though, was Saquon Barkley did a spin move and then a reverse hurdle, which I don't think has ever been done before.
No, you showed me this yesterday. I had not seen the play.
He turned around, jumped over a guy with his back to him.
Ridiculous.
It was sick. And there were.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Kelly Greens.
Oh,
man, what a nice.
That's a nice jersey.
What a nice jersey.
That's a team that's going to show up and beat the Jaguars when they're wearing those.
Matches the hat, too.
Oh, real nice.
Really nice.
Real nice.
Saquon had a monster game. Jalen Hurts didn't take all his touchdowns this week, so that was fun to see. What about the Lions and the Packers?
Here is Gibbs. First down and more. Gibbs in for the touchdown.
Tom?
Hello?
Oh.
Tom Brady. Thomas Edward.
Wow.
Oh. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. Good job.
$37 million, I think, for that.
Great insight.
Holy mackerel.
By Brady yesterday.
Good game. Two good teams. Lions get the win. 24-14 over the Packers. Detroit is 7-1. Green Bay falls to 6-3. Amon-Ra St. Brown had a touchdown, and Sonic and Knuckles were back at it again. So Lions are rolling. Lions, are they the best team in the league?
Well,
no.
We're going to do the tiers tomorrow. All they right. might be. They're okay. They're certainly going to be on a high tier.
Yeah.
I will say this.
Okay.
Lions go outside. They win for the first time. Campbell, very adamant. They can beat you anywhere.
They'll
rain, snow,
parking
mud,
lot.
Whatever. Parking lot.
Bars.
They'll do it.
Wherever the game is. Quicksand.
When you got Sonic and Knuckles out there, as you said, Keith, it goes a little easier.
This could be their year.
Jordan Love? Looked like they rushed him back. I give him credit for playing, but he didn't look right.
No, he did not. What about the Rams and the Seahawks? Well, this one went to overtime.
Second down at 6. Fake to Williams. Stafford.
Rams with a walk-off in overtime, 26-20. LA now 4-4. Seattle falls to 4-5. In the loss, though, Geno Smith, 363 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 7 for 180 and 2.
Yeah, and he had the tying touchdown.
He had the tying touchdown. DeMarcus Robinson had 2 touchdowns for the Rams. Cooper Kupp had a pretty good game, over 100 yards. Puka Nacua got thrown out for throwing a punch.
Yeah, I thought he was a pretty mild-mannered guy.
Turns out, no.
All fired up.
They must have said the right thing to him.
Rams, are we buying them? They feel like they figured
solid.
It out.
Yep. Yeah, I think solid for sure. They could be a wild-card team. What about an NFC beast matchup between the Commanders and the Giants?
Hey!
Hey, what happened?
McLaurin, top of your screen. Looking that way, the throw. And Terry McLaurin has his second touchdown catch of the day with a head shaker against Deontay Banks. What a dagger from the Commanders. 6 seconds before the half.
Commanders would hold on to a 27-22 win over the Giants. Jaden Daniels, two touchdown passes, both to Terry McLaurin. Washington 7-2, New York 2-7.
I wouldn't totally sleep on that Commanders defense, by the way. Like, Jaden Daniels gets a lot of headlines there.
Yeah.
I think Daniel Jones had no yards passing at halftime yesterday.
Ew.
He was 4-for-6 for no yards.
Not good.
And so,
with a touchdown pass, though.
Yeah, and a touchdown run. Like, the game got kind of close at the end-ish. But yeah, Washington, I think, is a more complete team than just Jaden Daniels.
Yeah,
I'll keep an eye.
Right. The NFC version of Patriots and Titans was Saints and Panthers.
What happened?
They go to Hubbard, and Hubbard slides through the defense, breaks through the five toward the end zone, slides in safely. Touchdown, Hubbard, and the Panthers are back on top.
Panthers would get the win, 23-22. Both Carolina and New Orleans are now 2-7, seven straight losses for the Saints. So today they fired their head coach, Dennis Allen.
Nice.
See you later.
And Carolina's going to stick with Bryce Young?
They won. Yeah. Yeah, probably. I mean, it was kind of crazy. Andy Dalton got, like, banged up in an automobile accident.
Yeah, Young's been a little better after the time off. I still don't think he's good, but I bet they probably stick with him.
All right, what about the Bears and the Cardinals?
What happened?
You're there to throw. You only run when you have to. It's DeMarcado breaking away. DeMarcado goes the distance. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Cardinals ended up blowing out the Bears 29-9. And what a weird box score, as the Cardinals had three rushing touchdowns, none by James Conner or Kyler Murray.
Yeah, one was Trey McBride, right?
Trey McBride ran one in. Trey Benson ran one in. So big Trey day. And then this DeMarcado guy.
Yeah.
I don't know where he came from.
That's a big scoop.
Is he a rookie?
Oh, no, no, no.
No, he was in the league last year. He went a big waiver wire pick.
I was just going to say the same thing, that he went for a lot of fab in my fantasy league last year. I don't think he was very good, but he went for a lot. Yeah.
Heck of a run.
Yeah.
All right, what about the Dallas Cowboys and the Atlanta Falcons?
Cousins, time, looks, wide open man. Touchdown, Ray McLeod.
Three passing touchdowns for Kirk Cousins. He's kind of in a bit of a groove going. He's had some big games. And the Falcons beat up on the Cowboys. Atlanta 6-3. Dallas falls to 3-5. And the big news out of this one was on the sideline, camera clear as day, sees Dak Prescott, and he says, "We bleepin' suck." And you're like, okay, there you go. Not bad.
That's good. I'd imagine McCarthy is on the short list for next coach fired. Him, Doug Peterson,
yeah,
maybe
definitely.
Mayo.
All right, last one, Vikings and Colts.
What happened?
And he'll do a little play action here, looking for the tight end, Oliver! Touchdown! So they sneak a pass in instead of the run as they got close to the two-minute warning. And Josh Oliver on the business end puts the Vikings up 10.
Three touchdown passes for Sam Darnold. Vikings beat the Colts 21-13. Minnesota 6-2. The Colts fall to 4-5. Patriots play the Colts coming up in week 13.
Not a good day for my guy Joe Flacco there.
No.
On Sunday Night Football.
But they're sticking with him.
Did they announce that?
Yeah, I believe that's what Steichen said after the game.
Vikings break their two-game losing skid as they get the win last night.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.